Mr. Franz Saint-Élemy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Mr. Saint-Élemy, give me a bit of a historical background to this event, if you would.
Yeah, this is the brainchild of the founder, Kerlan Mibel. She had a vision that as a black community, we could be more integrated into the global economic system. And we have some grounds to make up, and she felt that we should be better organized and leverage the many successful black people across the globe and leverage their experience, their background to teach others and do knowledge transfer about wealth creation, and to also encourage young black people to start a business.
Why is it specifically black, though? I mean, in the sense that aren't those principles you just expressed, don't they apply to everything?
You're absolutely correct, Mark. In fact, we wish we could do it for everyone. And the point is, this is actually very inclusive. What you'll see during the forum is actually not just black people. You'll see a community of people who support the idea that a stronger black community that's participating in the economic growth of Canada or the U.S. or internationally is good for everyone. Why focusing on blacks? We have the highest unemployment rate in Canada. In fact, the United Nations, there's a study that just came out from the United Nations that says the black economic situation has regressed in the last 20 years in Canada. So something different must be done. And since we know the community really well, and we understand the fundamental problems that we have as a community, what better place than to start at home? So we're starting with our own initiatives and expand it and include other communities at the same token.
How has this event grown?
Well, the first event was last year. When we did the non-conference, we had close to 300 people participating from all sorts of sectors, from sports, entertainment, to scholars, to entrepreneurs. And at the conference, we had over the 2 days, another 300 people that showed up at the conference. And the idea is to essentially create an immersive environment that allows people to think out of the box and address real issues. And then we have workshops that allows people to take ideas and brainstorm about implementation within their own communities and their regions.
I imagine networking is also extremely important at an event like this.
Very important. In fact, one of the biggest limitations we have as a community is we know a lot of people. We're connected in all sorts of life and all sorts of environments within the economical system. However, since we don't have a deep history, with businesses, and we don't have the heritage that some other communities might have in terms of economic foundation, networking is critical. One of the critical elements, for example, is once you have a good idea, financing. If you want to scale it, you need to have financial partners. And so we're trying to put these folks in contact with people that have these deep connections and that also have done it before.
And imagine an event like this also is important for exposure to let people know that these businesses and entrepreneurs exist.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it is also important to state the facts. If you think about it, in the East End, in Saint-Michel or Montreal North, these are two of the poorest boroughs in Canada. And when you look at the demographic, it's mostly black, francophones, minorities that live there. And there's a problem there, and it's not sustainable. So the unemployment rate is twice as high as the native unemployment rate within the island of Montreal. And so something needs to be done, and it's not a one person that can solve that problem. But we want to raise the awareness. We need to start businesses. We need to push kids to go into tech and science. We need to encourage these young children to not have kids early because there's an impact. We need to encourage also the greater community of Canadians that a stronger black community that's participating, that's creating wealth within Canada is good for everyone because lower unemployment rate strains the system. strains the larger economic community. And so it's good for everyone.
Well, you've brought up an interesting point when you mention the differences of communities, because when you say black, it's not a monolithic group. There are, you know, French-speaking Haitians, there are English-speaking people from Africa and so on. Their heritage or their origins or descent, as the case may be. So these are often, I suppose, communities within communities. And I guess an event like this helps also to bridge those gaps.
No question. In fact, we try as much as possible to say that we are a collection of communities. You're right. We have Spanish-speaking blacks. We have, Portuguese-speaking blacks. It's very diversified, and many of them sometimes don't even know what each community is doing and what's available to them. So one of the problems that you might find is you might have a dozen different organizations addressing the same problem, and so we try to encourage them to unite and work together, and so. To your point about networking, you know, identifying what's out there is a first step.
This event is taking place at the beginning of Black History Month in Canada. How important is that?
You know, Black History Month for us is, we think it's just another month. Because for us, what we need is not reminders. We need changes. We need action. And the forum, it just happens to coincide with Black History Month. In fact, the original date was supposed to be November. So for us, what's important is we want this forum not to be discussions. It's about taking actions. It's about, immersing yourself in a vision and putting the steps to execute that vision. Black History Month is important to raise the level of awareness around the fact that as Black communities, we have struggled with the after effects of slavery. And it's important not to forget that, to never forget that. But our objective is not to go back. We want to leap forward.
Mr. Franz Saint-Élémy, thank you so much for this.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for having me.